All right, time for another graphphysics.com video presentation. So I guess we'll call this the rocket bullet gun argument against the kinetic energy theory. And I suppose if the 300 years ago, they might not have really understood empty space and been able to think about what would happen in a perfect environment where you had no friction, no air pressure, no obstacles to seeing exactly how things will behave if there's nothing else influencing them but the event you want to look at. So I have pointed out that, you know, rockets sort of tell you the truth, you know, in space. It's kind of, you know, you find out what stuff really means. And it's really just about what you throw out of a spaceship will decide which way it turns. And it's really just mass and velocity. The 1/2 mv² thing doesn't work in space. It's just about how many pieces of matter, how many electrons and protons, how much nuclear atomic mass you throw or lose or get rid of, and how fast it's going. And that's all there really is going to be. Now that's also can be in the form of photons, you know, but they don't really give photons a mass. But yes, you could also just eject actual force, but that's kind of more difficult to do, frankly, in any kind of volume. But you could shoot laser beams out of your spaceship and navigate that way, theoretically. I guess they're doing that now. Some, they have like solid state thrusters on ships and spaceships now. But I think they use heat, you know, where they just shoot bits of the material off of a surface, like a high velocity, almost like an electron gun. But they're shooting atoms instead. And it's just mass and velocity, and you can sort of just understand that there's just no way around it. So I could go back to the lever argument, and I could put a lever inside of the spaceship, so you can think of the spaceship, and you can have a lever inside of the spaceship, and you know, well, if I have the, you know, if I put a 2-mass, okay, leaving at, one velocity, and I have a 1-mass, okay, and it's leaving at 2 velocities, you know, because I put it further out on the lever, that would be the result, so I can have the 1, so I have a 2-mass leaving at 1 velocity, and a 1-mass, okay, leaving it 2 velocity. Now, the kinetic energy theory says this has more joules of energy, you know, but it won't in space. In space, it's just going to be momentum. That's all that's going to matter. So why would we believe that this other energy is real energy when it's not going to make any difference? So I could just do the gun analogy, you know, where you just have a gun, and I just make another gun that's got a barrel that can fit inside of the first gun, right? So I just put this gun inside of this gun. These 2 masses are the same, so the masses are the same, and I shoot the bullet, okay? I create the explosion. Well, you know, we know this gun's going to leave at the same velocity as this gun, okay? The velocities and the masses will be the same. And it just doesn't matter if I make this gun lighter and lighter. I can't make more energy. I can make the gun go faster, the lighter gun go faster, but it's not going to have more real energy. So there's no, I can't change this dynamic. I can't change the total energy that the little explosion creates. All right, by putting lighter and lighter objects inside of the gun, I can't make this have 2,000 joules go this way and only 2 joules go this way. If they're 2 guns, then it's 2 joules and 2 joules of energy, right? But I can't make this gun lighter and make this 4 joules and then make it 8 and 16, and I can't just keep increasing the amount of energy it has. It doesn't have any more energy. It's all just fake. And you can sort of see that in space, the fakeness will be made obvious, that it doesn't matter how long I make this lever, and it doesn't matter how light an object I put on it, I can't make the mechanism, you know, I'm using a spring, let's say, I can't make the mechanism create any more energy by putting lighter objects on something. It's not going to change anything. doesn't give it more anything. And again, like I said, the gun sort of points it out. I can't, by making this other gun lighter and lighter until I get 1,000 times lighter, okay, 1,000 times fewer atoms to move, and then you're saying they have, you know, they have 1,000 times more velocity, because it's the same momentum, so there's 1,000 times less atoms with 1,000 times more velocity. Well, that doesn't make more energy. It just means it's in a different form. It means, yeah, it can do different things because it's moving fast instead of moving slow. But it can't do anything different in terms of what momentum is, what mass and velocity means, and exchanges. It means it can only exchange what it has. It has a certain $100 worth of momentum. And yeah, it can give it away as singles. You know, it can give dollar bills away. Or it can give the whole 100 away. You know, it can split its velocity into many objects having small velocities, or very few objects having big objects. You can give $20 bills, five $20 bills away. Or it can give 100 singles away. So yeah, the impact is different because it can give the energy away differently. And that can look different. I mean, a bullet looks a lot different than the recoil of the gun. It looks different, but it isn't any different in terms of, you just calculate how many atoms, how many electrons and protons are moving distance, are being given velocities, okay, that will all add up to the same thing. The heavy thing has the potential to give lots of low velocities to lots of things, and the lighter thing has the potential to give a very high velocity, but to very few things. Very few atoms will be affected by the high velocity. And the heavy thing will affect many atoms with a low velocity. So momentum always works. It worked for Descartes, Newton, and Galileo. They got right answers. That's why they're famous. And there was no need to change it. There was no broken. There was no scenario. No lever, no rocket analogy, no squirrel analogy, no chipmunk analogy, no snapping turtle analogy. There was no analogy where somebody could say, hey, well, what about, you know, and it doesn't work, where MV failed somewhere, where momentum gave you a wrong idea about energy in the universe. There was no circumstance where it was confusing. Now, you might say gravity was a little bit weird, you know, just because you go 4 times higher, okay, to double the velocity. So you get 2x a change in your velocity, but you went 4 times higher. And that can be understood, that that's about how long you're in gravity, and as you fall and go faster and faster, but, you know, the amount of distance you cover gets bigger and bigger. So at 1, 3, 5, 7. So that's, but Galileo knew this, okay, over like 400 years ago. Galileo already figured that out. Okay, so, yeah, you have to go higher to double the velocity than twice as high, because the initial section, it's always going to be the same amount for the acceleration until you start acquiring velocity. And then once you keep acquiring velocity, your speed goes very high and you cover a lot of distance. With that higher speed, so you need more distance to travel. If you want to go up to a higher velocity, you have to travel a further distance, because the amount of velocity you're gaining is increasing. And so, yeah. So it makes sense, but yeah, it's a little tricky. 4 times higher does seem strange. You know, I have to go 4 times the height to get twice the velocity? Yeah, it does, yeah. But yeah, it does make sense when you understand this 1, 3, 5, 7. You know, you start covering an awful lot of distance in 1 second. It just breaks all continuity and logic. There's no reason to say, okay, like I said, then the spaceship just proves it to you. It proves you shoot the gun in the spaceship and you allow the gun to fly out one side and you allow the bullet to fly out the other side. The contention is the bullet has 2,000 joules of energy. The gun only has 2. I mean, that means you're going to radically turn the ship, but you don't. And then, you know, like I said, it violates Newton's third law. How can you have 2,000 joules go one way and only 2 joules go the other way, and then say you have any respect for Newton's third law of equal and opposite reactions? It's clearly not equal and opposite. So there's just no need for this fable, this nonsense. Again, levers are free energy devices if this was real energy. The 2,000 is not a real number. It's not a real thing. It's just a fable. There's 2 joules here, there's 2 joules there. The momentum tells you how much energy something has. It's just about momentum. It's just about mass moving a velocity. That's all that's ever exchanged, is just mass and velocity. There's nothing else to exchange. There's just how many electrons moving how fast, how many protons moving how fast, how many atoms, how many, you know, how much substance is moving what velocity. That's the total energy, and that's all you can transfer. That's all you can give to something else. If you stop moving and they start moving, it's because you gave them what you had. You can't, as in the physics girl silly video, you can't make sounds, and you can't vibrate something, and you can't deform something, and you can't change anything without using your momentum. So you can never have a transfer where something has energy and it transfers 100% of its momentum, okay, but somehow loses half its energy. You can't do that. You can't make a noise. You can't make a spark. You can't make a photon of light. You can't make anything happen without using your mass and your velocity to do it. All right. So that should be enough of that argument. But, you know, there's no way to, you have to force it to be true. You can't make it logically fit. All right. Momentum worked. It was a good theory. There was nothing broken. You fixed it with something you admit now was wrong, which is mv squared. So for 200 years, they thought the right answer was mv squared, and that was one half off, so it was hugely in error. And then you made it one half mv squared, which means it's still hugely in error, but it's not as bad. But there was never a reason for it. There was never a need for it, because momentum didn't give you wrong answers. It didn't give you confusing answers. It didn't give you answers that didn't make sense. They always made sense. The 8-pound bowling ball going 16 miles an hour has the same energy, total ability to move atoms, as the 16-pound ball going 8 miles an hour. They're going to move the same amount of stuff in the universe. One of them is not going to move twice as much. One of them can't make twice as many things happen. Yeah. So, enough of a video, I guess. So, counter-argument? Will there be one in any kind of reasonable or rational form? I don't think so. So anyway, this has been adraftphysics.com, debatephysics.com also, but there's just nobody who will engage in a civil back and forth regarding these physics arguments. Just can't find anybody capable of doing that. I mean, I'm offering them money and I can't get them to do it. It's quite pitiful. Anyway, until the next time and such.